Okay, hey guys. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast. I'm Demola, and I'm joined by my co-host, Giacomo. You have no idea how long it took us to get that. We've legit tried this like three times, like behind the edit to get make sure everyone's...
And that's even if we're going to do an intro as well.
Yeah. Okay, we're still figuring this out. So at some point, there should be some like jingle at the start. It'll be like, you know, you
the
guys...
Phineas and Ferb stuff, yeah.
Like, have you guys heard the Phineas and Ferb thing? You know when Doofenshmirtz comes on, he's got like the picture of the tower. It goes like, Doofenshmirtz, Evil Incorporated.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of, you know how you get these sound effects of... After I say D&G, the Insightful Generates, after you know you hear kids go, yay!
Yeah, we should.
I wanted to do that as well.
I don't know how to do sound effects either, so we'll cross that bridge
when we'll figure that out. No problem.
Yeah, so the podcast is about news.
Yeah, news, things. Any interesting stuff that's popped up that we think hasn't had as much limelight or we should be focusing on today.
And I talk about tech because that's all I know and do. So I'll be the technology side of the podcast. I feel like I should have my own segment. I want my own jingle.
Like the tech.
We need
tech.
Two jingles. Okay, guys. We need
this
to make
the
two
Mola
jingles.
Show.
Okay, guys. We completely forgot to introduce our first guest.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You know, I was like, kind of like pitching and like, should I say I'm here or should I just leave it?
This is Finn.
Hi guys.
He's joining us. He's kind of a guest, ever. But he's also one of the founders, I must say. Because
although I have been left out of the name and you know, I'm kind of scraped my way onto this podcast right now.
You did the picture though.
I did the picture. You guys will see that picture.
Yeah. The album art. If you guys turn on your phone now, take a look at that. That album art right there.
Well, it's not finished yet, so we can't say it.
Yeah, but when we post this, it will be finished.
Yeah, but like figuratively, is that the right word? It's finished.
So
it
hasn't been made now, but by the time you see it,
it will be.
Exactly. I just realized how much I hate the sound of my own voice. I'm probably not going to watch this. No offense, guys.
Yeah, no. You'll get used to it, dude. When I post my YouTube videos, it's the cringiest thing.
Are you going to plug your YouTube?
You like? Yes, I saw you hide behind your curtain when we were watching your video.
Oh, yeah. I was there when you were recording.
Okay, guys. I got to plug the YouTube channel. I don't know the URL, so just type in my name. Demola Otte. Just search it up, YouTube, subscribe, like, do the bell, all that good stuff.
You want them to type Demola Ottegbola. Spell it correct.
No. It's Demola Otte.
D-A-M-O-L-A space O-T-E-G. Like, how hard? Like, I don't understand people who can't spell it. It's not that difficult. Anyways, that's there. Also, Instagram, same name. Go there. Like,
okay, you're plugging too many
things. Okay. First episode, I need to calm down. Yeah, so we'll crack on.
I remember when I called you Omadiah.
That was so annoying. I feel like we still need to introduce ourselves and like get to like a point where you know where we're coming from. So let's say this is the first day me and Giacomo are in school, right? And we're walking back.
Not even the first day. We were in a weekend.
Oh, yeah, we were like a whole ass weekend. And Giacomo was like, yeah, bro, like pass the ball or something. Maybe we're going for football or something. And then I'm like, what's my name? And Giacomo was like,
I know your name. Yeah, he was like, what are you on about?
Yeah, like, you know. Yeah, I was like,
and I was
really?
Hoping you'd run off. I'd ask Arthur.
Yeah. But then I stayed because I knew he didn't know my name. So I was like, go on, then what's my name? And he tries to wing it. And props to you for trying, Giacomo. Props for trying to wing it.
I know who's called Omadiah, but apparently that's what I thought Demola was called.
No, but Demola, to be fair, you are a man of many names.
Many names. Yeah, my full name is actually Ade Demola Ottegbola for you.
Actually, Ade Demola John Alexander.
Well, that's my middle name. You don't like
yeah, that counts.
Okay, fine, it counts.
But the Ade is from your father, right?
Yeah, it is.
How does that work? Because that's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's like a prefix kind of thing. So like, you know how like you have like Robert Downey Jr. for example. Like it's kind of like that, but not as intense because like obviously his dad would have been called Robert Downey. But I don't know. I don't know how these white names work. I'm sure it works like
these
that.
These white boys, what they on about?
Oh, because you're hearing us, I don't think you'll understand that the fact that I butchered that sentence, Demola happens to be of a different race.
No. I feel like if they looked at the album art, they could understand.
Demola's the black one.
Yeah. Okay. Are we gonna go into the first topic or? How about we say
where we're from? Yeah. Giacomo, where are you from?
Well, I was originally.
What's your ethnicity?
I was originally based in Slough Henley, a little village called Hurley. Now I'm in Henley. Yeah, half Italian, half Irish. Nothing really else. I've got a dodgy nose. Which one night, it turns out with alcohol, girls like my nose. Did you remember that night?
You don't care, Giacomo. Don't be insecure about your body.
Give us your background.
So, well, I feel like you should give your background first because you're like one of the main hosts.
Okay. Pretty. Ladies and gents. My mum is fully Nigerian, okay? She grew up in the north of Nigeria, for those of you Nigerian listeners, for those of you Nigerian listeners, up north, and my dad being Yoruba.
Abuja.
I live in Abuja. That's not in the south. Like, Abuja is in, like, the center, like, directly in the middle. But my dad is from, like, the south, and he's Yoruba. My mum's Hausa. So my mum grew up in Nigeria, so... Everything. She was schooled in Nigeria for her whole life. And my dad, however, he was born in the UK and then schooled here, schooled in America for a bit, then came back for uni. And yeah, he then went back to Nigeria to start his business where he met my mother. And the rest is history, I guess. The little boy was then born in America. Virginia.
I love how you have like such an interesting backstory about your parents. Mine, when they just had offers together.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my mom saw my dad and thought he was hot, and they just fucked that night.
Nice.
It was just simple. It went one, two.
One swear word for the next 20 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Because it's been great. Two so far. For about 40 minutes.
Rip. Okay. I stayed in America for a bit. That's how your boy got his American, what you call it?
Passport.
And also the... My cousins, I have relatives who live there, so there's like an American side to my thingy. I don't really know how it works, but we don't see them that often as well. So then, yeah, I eventually go back to Nigeria, schooled there for the longest time. And then in year six, I was thrown into prep school in the UK.
Thrown?
They threw me across. No, it's not really across
the ocean.
It's like a couple of continents and maybe like a little lake. A
couple
of
continents.
A little lake. You mean the Mediterranean? Yeah. Just a little lake.
Just a little lake. I mean, like, yeah, yeah. So that's me. And yeah, it means I have three nationalities, Finn.
Okay, I'm quite easy to understand. I was born in the UK. My mom's from Tennessee in the US, and my dad's from Dublin, Ireland, kind of like Giacomo, except the other way around. However, I was born in a little town known as London and raised there pretty much all my life.
Beautiful.
That's about it.
Sure. Do you want to start talking about stuff then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start us off, D. I've got my phone out. I may as well stop me. Did you hear about the story about the Poliana Vivana case? She's this UFC fighter,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's savage.
Yeah. So this mugger came up to her. She walked out of her hotel. And this guy came up to her and was like, oh, can you tell me the time? She was wary. And then she pulled out, told him the time, went and then put it away fast. And then he was like, oh, I've got a gun. Can you give me your phone?
See, and this then, is why you need a watch.
But this is the greatest thing I had ever seen. She then went in to punch him twice, kick him before he hits the floor. Put him in a rear naked chokehold. You know what that is?
Is that like...
Not all of us are UFC pros here, okay, so care to elaborate?
So if you were to put your arm around their neck and then you grab their bicep... Look up.
What? Yeah, the people listening can't see you. Basically, it's some super weird chokehold that looks savage, you do not want to be in it. Oh, yeah, bad. No. Yeah, I learned this in Krav Maga. You know, not flexing, but I do Krav Maga.
That's not really a flex.
It's a flex, dude. It's. I know I just started, but still, watch out. I'm kidding. You'll probably beat the shit out of me if you wanted to. Never mind. But, yeah, no. She beat the crap out of that dude, dog.
That sounds savage, not gonna lie.
Just stealing Ronda Rousey's purse, like, you're in deep.
Yeah. Like,
I know you, but no, see, like, at first I was like, how did you mess that up? Do you know what the best thing was about her? She was wearing a UFC tank top.
Like, how did you not see, like, surely the man could have picked, like, any other woman, but I assume this UFC fighter is in pretty good shape. You could have. Pick any other woman walking on the road.
You gotta pick like the one UFC. In high heels.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I think she was just wearing sweatpants.
If you see a girl in sweatpants and trainers, don't mug her. Mug the ones in high heels wearing dresses, because you know
I feel like we shouldn't like tell them
actually,
what to do.
We're just not going to tell you how to mug people because...
Oh my God.
I want to see this.
Dana White, the guy who's in charge of UFC, posted it and was like, don't mess with the UFC fight. She ruined him.
Dude, okay, his face looks like mashed potatoes.
You guys can't see what he looks like.
Up,
but
in it.
No, just search up Poliana Vivina manga. It should come up straight away.
Is she Russian?
No, she's Brazilian.
Gotta be Russian.
She's Brazilian.
Russians are terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. No, but fair enough. She's Brazilian. That's unsettling.
It's because she doesn't look like some of the, you know how some of the UFC fighters look like they're scary, some of the girls?
Yeah.
She doesn't quite have that much toning that you'd think she'd be scary.
Do you guys know who Ronda Rousey is, though?
Yeah.
She looks terrifying.
Only because she's probably become a diva in wrestling.
In wrestling. Oh, yeah. She did start wrestling.
Yeah, but no, I think she stopped because she lost two matches. And I think she just lost her confidence. I would say she was losing her edge.
Yeah, that blonde Australian girl.
I would say losing her edge, but when she was in that interview with TMZ, some guy was like, yo, I don't think you're like doing that well at all. And she just looked at him just dead in the face. Yeah, have you seen Mike Tyson ever dead stare someone?
I've seen it like in videos, but
I've seen his ear get bitten
She just stared him down and was like, I'm leaving because I want to, not because of the score. And it's like, okay.
Bruh.
Like that guy knew, he did that awkward, like, like he knew he messed up.
I did go through a stage in my life where I was obsessed with WWE and I thought everything was real. And I was like, this is it. Nothing is better than WWE.
I'm not gonna lie. Wrestling was okay for me till around about the age of 10, because I went to my friend's house to play like WWE 2K something. I can't remember what year it was.
2K games.
Anyways, you know, we're wrestling and like I'm like usually fairly good with like combat game. So then like they floor me every time, and we were in Nigeria for a month and it was the only game we had. So every time I went to his house, because he was my neighbor and we live in like a compound, like in Nigeria, you don't actually have like houses, like you can walk down the street because it's unsafe. You live in like a gated community.
Yeah,
so
I was learning. Oh yeah, no, continue.
Yeah. So he was in my gated community and I walked on over and, you know, sat, we were playing. And then I remember there was this one time I raged. I had this nice ass controller that I'd bring over with me. It was like gold. I got it. It was on the PS3. I brought it with me every time we came, and I ruined that controller.
I'm not even surprised because the amount of times I've seen you play the Xbox, and I'm like, he's gonna break it. He's gonna break it. And I see.
Yeah,
you like lift it like full arm's length, and I'm like, okay, there goes one controller, and then you just.
Yeah.
Just 16 years of relax.
Like, but that game pushed me to the edge. And ever since then, I've just sort of like, every time I hear
WWE,
every time I hear WWE, I'm just like, like, you know, you get like the PTSD starts kicking in.
Like, I used to be so obsessed though. Like my favorite, I think, was this guy called Shane O'Brien. He was this massive, like, whiter than milk Irish dude, and
so he some would albino
just,
guy.
Yeah, he's pretty, and he, no, but he was ginger though, and he would like.
Oh no,
up.
I know,
I know,
you know,
about, yeah,
Seamus,
know.
O'Brien,
yeah, Shane,
you know, and they nicknamed him the Great White, and he would just slaughter everybody. But the reason I stopped watching WWE was because I saw him lose, and I was like,
I'm done.
This is BS. Like, get
impossible.
Me out of here.
Yeah, what was the other thing you were
talking about? I was talking about the house stuff. Where I
yeah, no. I was, what do you call it? I was reading a book called Born a Crime by Trevor Noah, and he talked about how, what do you call it? They have gated communities with, and what they do to as a defense mechanism from other people going over their wars and stuff.
AK-47s.
No, what they do is they drink their, they'd buy bottles. And they drink them and they'd smash them just and then like put them, cement them into the side of that.
Yeah.
The walls.
People do that.
Like that pigeon stuff to stop pigeons landing
basically,
on things.
Basically, it's actually really clever
as well.
No. Like a lot of people actually have that. But it's like, it's because the contractors who build the house, because like, you don't like, unless you have a lot of money, you don't build a house in Nigeria because it's a bad idea. And lack of infrastructure means you basically pay twice the amount that you'd pay here to build a house.
Mm.
So they build the house and then you buy it off them and then you can like knock down walls, do whatever you want with it. So yeah, well, like when you come to the house, like sometimes you just see like other people's houses, like literally you can see like the little glass bottles and you just got little shards like on the side. You just like chill. Like, I mean, I've been around it like since I lived there. So I was like, that's calm. But most civilized houses, tend to have barbed wire.
Civilized now. What defines civilized?
I don't think it's
the white community.
There was one American girl at my last school because I went to an international school. Mm-hmm. There was this one. And I'm like, I remember. I was like, how hard must it have been for her?
Why?
Because she grew up.
She was
there.
In the minority. Because she was in the like non-minority. Was the majority.
Yeah.
And then she comes to be in the minority.
To Nigeria and stuff.
To be fair. White people are going to be in the minority, if not already are in the minority anyway, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a true fact.
Jack was
I have no feeling on this matter.
Insightful
No insightful comments on from the G. feeling.
No, I think the idea of the white man right now is that a lot of us are, we have no intention of overbreeding or anything. Well, a lot of third world countries found breeding. In Africa will have that four person families, and so that will overpopulate in that region. And while we're keeping to the 2.1, or in the UK it's actually 1.69 babies. So I think overall you'll see an uprise, but the likely chance of the white man disappearing is unlikely. Yeah. And there's going to be...
It could happen.
I'm not going to lie. Like my philosophy, I don't even know if it's right. I feel like it should like even out. Like what's it called? Diffuse.
It should diffuse
in.
I'm super interested because you know how humans evolve from apes. What's mm-hmm. going to evolve from humans? Like, what are we going to look like in like?
Have you seen that picture of like what our hands will like, look like when they're?
I've seen
when they
this one picture,
bones.
But it's like super slobby like? Fat dude. It's weird.
It's got like a curved finger here.
With the curved fingers because of our circles. Phones and stuff, yeah. And our shoulders are like so far forward. That's like going to be a big issue for us because like scientists have started to see like so there's bodily disfigurement. It's not disfigurement. It's not really a disease either. It's
evolution.
What, like
skullinosis? I don't know how to call it, but your back.
Scoliosis.
Where your back gets curved in like a weird angle. But that's sort of what is going to become normal in our generations. Not only because we're always hunched, it's because our shoulders come in so much. So if you're looking at your phone, right?
And you hold it with two hands.
You hold it with two hands and right in front of you. So if you are holding your phone like that, you'll notice your shoulders are like facing, like almost facing each other. And that like fuses the muscles weirdly, especially in young people. And then they start to get back problems and stuff. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how like that comes into future
generations.
For
all you people in the future, tell us how you look. In the comments.
In the future.
In the future. Future peeps.
I think we'll know in the future, though.
Will we be dead?
Will we be dead?
How far forward? Will this podcast be around in 100 years' time?
Probably not.
I feel like it'll be more than 100 years, though, for like that kind of evolution.
We're like known as the podcast masters.
Like, imagine that. And then we have like a museum, and then like we have like a little exhibition.
This would be the start of the exhibition, though. This is the OG. This is the OG
number
podcast.
One.
My man.
Okay.
I am not slapping that hand.
Why not?
From like.
Where's that hand been?
Nothing. I'm holding my phone. No, what I wanted to talk about was.
I'm
watching you.
But I don't think we'll evolve our hands into that, what it's talking about, or even the scoliosis thing, because I was listening to a lecture Elon Musk was putting through, and he was talking about how so the way your phone works to you is a symbiosis with technology.
Explain symbiosis.
Symbiosis is when something works for you, essentially, when they're working together, the same way coral might work for certain fishes and stuff.
Learn something new every day, I guess. Symbiosis.
And that's what you're doing with your phone is that piece of technology is helping you through it. But then he wants to connect the mind to it because that way we won't have to use AI, which is a big kind of scary thing. Because do you know what the second biggest cryptocurrency is?
Other than Bitcoin.
No, second.
Bitcash.
No,
I have no idea.
It's like something like crypt.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't really ventured into that whole bit.
I got some Bitcoin for my birthday. Mom was like... oh, you, I gave you some Bitcoin. And I was like, I don't want Bitcoin. I want a PlayStation. Like, I want the new Fallout game.
I feel like as like a tech
guy. That's
what
you do economics now, though.
Sorry?
You do economics, don't
you? I do economics.
And you're like, yeah, I want to be as well.
And my stepdad's like a massive Bitcoin dude. But Bitcoin is like plummeted. Like I have been like keeping up with the Bitcoin thing. And it's like, it gets a bit... It's a bit funny now because it's like gone down, but it's starting to come back up, but like super slowly. And it's a
it had a massive uphill because everyone was like, "Oh, Bitcoin, yeah, Bitcoin, was, yeah, it's exactly. future, it's the future." So everyone was
then
buying.
Then went like down, and I was like a wave.
But now Venezuela is now going to Bitcoin. Yeah, because as well. They're doing Pedro coin. That's what it's called.
Fun fact: Venezuela's hyperinflation has hit 1,000,000%, so their currency is basically useless. And like there are ways of like tackling it, like changing currency, but they've already changed currency so much it's like kind of an L. But now they've started using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency because that's like a type of currency, but it's not like correlated. It's not like what's that word I'm looking for, like
No idea. I'm not.
It's not owned by a country, right?
Pedro coin is
the rest of the world.
I know,
world.
But the with Pedro coin that's different from Bitcoin is it does actually have some like value to it because it is backed by the gold reserves of Venezuela or the oil reserve. I don't know what exactly it's backed by. While Bitcoin itself doesn't have anything
to back it up except for like a couple hours and a ton of energy hacking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been better if they just dollarized the system because that was the biggest problem anyway because of the arbitrage.
They did dollarize the system before, but then they switched back.
They wanted to implement socialism.
Yeah, but if you want to be an independent country, like, it's hard to do that with somebody else's currency. That's why it would be a lot harder for the UK to leave the EU if we were using the euro. Like, it's all about... It would. I don't know too much about Brexit, but I'm guessing it would. Because then you'd have to create a new currency.
Guys, when is that meeting happening? I swear they're supposed to... Was it already?
I don't know. I don't follow
Brexit. Which meeting?
When I was at home, when I actually watched the news. I mean, I don't watch the news. My parents watch the news, and I sort of passively, like, take it in while watching YouTube. But, like, they were supposed to have some meeting. Sorry about all you people who are, like, freaking out right now that I have no idea what Brexit is. Now, I know what it is, but, like, I just feel like it wouldn't happen now. Like, there's been so much faff.
If it doesn't happen...
I'll be chill.
I think that would be bullshit, because then it's like... What are the purpose of elections then? Yeah. You call an election, you go through with it. It makes elections redundant.
Yeah,
if you make an election and it doesn't prove anything, then what's the incentive for people to vote if they don't think it will go through? If it's like controversial. No, if you make it like Donald Trump, the US elected him. So they went through with it.
Yeah, fair enough. I think my UK's, opinion has just changed.
Actually, no, I'm not going to say what the UK's being. No, but you all can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's a lot of... The UK wants to win in the situation. It's become a very much of a game.
Like a competition.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to win this, I want to win that. And no one's saying that by the end of the day, it's a divorce. No one wins. Both me and Finn get it.
Yeah.
You can't win a divorce.
No one wins in a divorce except for me. I won.
Yeah, no, kids win. It's like Christmas, like every day.
You know, it's a lot better than it sounds.
Yeah, no, but, you know, by the end of the day, the UK has a pretty steady economy. So I think if we do get out of it, there will be ups and downs, but it will eventually steady out no matter what. Do you want to continue that conversation we were having about the difference between the American mindset and the British mindset?
Yeah.
What I was going to talk about is the way the British see their life is very much more of a let's see what's in front of us and work with it. Well, with Americans, you tend to have the idea of that American dream, the you can do anything if you try.
Yeah, but what I see a lot of in the UK is kind of like the British dream. And I don't want to like call it like mediocrity, but it's kind of just security.
Yeah.
It's like, and there's also, so what I'm referring to is finding like a nice house somewhere maybe outside of London or in London, but finding a nice house, getting a steady job, finding a lovely wife, having a few kids. That's like what I see as the British dream. Yes.
And then they have a Land Rover.
And then the Land Rover Discovery comes in a bit later. And then, and then what I've noticed is there's also, there's a saying for, I think it's like keeping up with the Smiths or something. It's basically like what your neighbor does, you do. So if your neighbor goes on a skiing trip to Switzerland, you are going on a skiing trip to Switzerland. It's also that kind of like, if that's why these places such as Ibiza,
yeah, exactly,
and what's the other, Mallorca.
What is, yeah, Cameron, yeah, Cameron, yeah. If you're listening, you know what we're talking about. Like, I swear, like, it once it's holiday time, the amount of British people that you get
go
skiing,
to Mallorca. It's
Mallorca,
not Spain,
like,
anymore. It's like is Mallorca in Spain?
Ibiza,
yes, I'm pretty sure it's in Spain.
I thought Mallorca's a island off of Spain,
yeah,
but it's more nearer Africa.
But like, it basically turns into the UK, and that's what I think.
There's so many British people that go there. You know, police officers are also flown there to keep up.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah,
like,
that's
the UK
how
needs
many
to provide
people.
Police just because it's like
that's how many people are there.
But it kind of like defeats the point of traveling.
Exactly,
because traveling is about immersing yourself in like kind of like a different culture, right? Learning about that culture.
But yeah, but I think that's also a personal thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a personal preference, but I think like,
because I'm sure that
happens in the States as well. Like there are places out there that are basically mini America, but still, like, it's quite prominent here. Maybe just because I've lived here, but that's just kind of what I've noticed. But it's like the sad thing about it sometimes is the cultural dilution. Like, you lose a lot of like interesting things. Like, you lose a lot of interesting culture when you take over a place. Like,
exactly. It's like, I want to say it's almost like colonization.
Ooh. No, we can't say that.
I'm joking.
Let's not go.
Especially with
that,
two white people and the black one talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna make y'all like feel sorry for me. No. It's just like
start shaking.
No, because if you think
Nigeria
about
it,
like,
it was a British colony.
Yeah, right? It was. But like, when they all go there, like it basically becomes Britain for like however long they're there. Like if it's half term, it's like Britain for a week. Like the police come over, like they're all there. Like when you're walking down the street, you're seeing other British people,
yeah,
and
but,
stuff,
yeah,
like the
but,
native
with,
people.
With Mallorca and Ibiza, it's more of a let's go to a sunny place and just drink.
Yeah.
No one's going there
for
see
a cultural
the culture.
Experience. Yeah, fair enough. But there would have been cultures there before. Like every place has that thing. And like, I love the UK a lot. Like, I love it so much. Like, I've lived here basically all my life, so it's I love it. But like,
but I do you know what I was thinking?
I don't think I swing the way most British people do.
Swing, yeah.
I feel like when I'm in the States, it's kind of a more natural environment for me than when I'm in the UK. Like, I don't know really.
You know,
I'm still figuring it out. But
do you think? I mean, obviously, the opioid crisis is a big thing as well. But with the mental health problems going on, especially in the US, do you think that that's almost boosted by the American dream ethos? Because by the end of the day, if you feel like you can do anything, and you haven't got the backing or the support to just take a failure, essentially, then that could be quite debilitating.
Yeah. Well, there. In the US, there's a lot of pressure, but I want to talk about mental health in a second.
Sick.
I'm just going to put that to the side. But there's one culture that has so much pressure, and it's a lot of it is in the kind of Asian Chinese kind of culture. And these
everyone will get it who's listening.
It's called a tiger mom is what people are referring to it. There's books about it. It's basically how a mom will take over their kid's life and like force them to be the best at their chosen field.
The classic is to learn the piano and violin at the same time. Seen it
that kind
times.
Of stuff. Yeah. But it's this whole idea.
Murky waters without traveling on it.
Yeah,
I lost many Asian friends to the trap.
I remember, what do you call it? A mate of mine was going into acting, and she's from, what's the area next to New York?
Long Island.
Long Island. No, not Long Island. There's a, like a countryside area. New Jersey. She's from New Jersey.
No, shut up.
Marquez lives in New Jersey.
Shut up.
If all y'all don't know who Marquez is, quick plug for him. Why am I advertising? MKBHD. I'll speak about him later. My technology section.
Yeah, but she was from New Jersey. But every time she goes to audition, she says she's from New York because she thinks it's cooler.
Yeah, New Jersey sucks, to be fair. I would never say I'm from New Jersey if I was in New Jersey.
But still, it's like where you're from. It's like, it doesn't define the character.
Like, I feel like it's more of a place where people would actually live. Like, if you think about living in New York, yeah, you could do it. But like, living in New Jersey sounds more feasible. A lot of people
will like live in New Jersey and then travel. They'll work in New York and travel there. Yeah, to be fair, living in New York kind of sucks. New York State's lovely, but New York City,
it's just difficult.
The thing with New York City is the energy is so busy. Yeah. I could live there for maybe a year, but maybe nine months. But then I'd need to go to somewhere a bit more laid back. One of the things I really believe in is that people sometimes just have to chill out because people can get super frustrated with things. And it's like, sometimes need to take a second and breathe. And that's like the opposite of what New York is. New York is just like, let's go, full send the entire time.
So, I kind of love it though, not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun for a while. You get stuff done, but then it just gets a bit
draining.
Exactly. You get exhausted and you can't have that much space when you're in New York. Yeah. It's super expensive to actually live there. But if you're like renting an apartment, you'll probably get like a bathroom and a bedroom. That's about it. And like half a kitchen.
Yeah, it's so true. But I see where you're coming from.
But some people love it. Some people like really vibe with New York. But
I've never been to New York. But like I do vibe with the whole idea of being busy consistently. Because I really hate the moment that I'm free for an hour in the middle of the day, the rest of my day I won't be productive at all.
It's so true.
Yeah, I work so much better in the morning.
If I'm not working, I'm sleeping.
I get tired.
Yeah, once you have a break and you're not doing something, it throws you off. That's why like when I'm in New York, you just be like, oh, wake up early for sunrise, shoot. For you, those of you who actually bothered to go to my YouTube channel, thanks you champs. There's a video on there. There's a couple clips that you can see. And it's at sunrise, and he's
plugging his video. Give it a second.
Shut up.
No one can hear you if you speak that quietly, Giacomo.
Yeah. They. Anyways.
I don't care.
I don't care.
That day I woke up early to shoot sunrise, I feel like I got the best footage the rest of the day. Maybe that's just because we went places more interesting, but maybe because I got up early and was productive right from the start, and obviously it being New York, I was going full send the entire time, just meant that I just got stuff done. And it was satisfying to go back and like see the pictures and the videos and for it to be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my
Yeah, life. What did you want to talk about, D?
My stuff. Right. Ladies and gents,
it's tech time with Demola or Tech Bola.
This is where my jingle will come in, but we'll cross jingle that bridge together.
Yeah, I know, right? When does that happen?
Why do we say jingle, not like tune or like?
No, because jingle sounds cooler.
I had like a weird
cooler.
Like mouth fart jingle. There. It was like, oh, I hate that noise so much. Let's cut that out. Stop.
Yeah. So, ladies and gents, it was CES this week. CES stands for the Consumer Electronics Show. It takes place in Las Vegas.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, you don't know what consumer electronics is?
No.
Electronics. I can take the wheel.
No, you're not taking the wheel.
Is that electronics that everyone can use?
Yeah, phones, computers, drones, like anything cool, like stuff that you see in the news. You're like, oh, that may potentially be scary, but like,
right? Like those things.
Yeah, driverless cars, electric skateboards, anything. Basically, all the stuff I love.
Mm-hmm. Cameras. Yeah.
And it's taking place this week, so I have been bombarded with the amount of news / YouTube I have to watch to catch up.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm getting through. But like, I feel like this year, what we're getting is actually like, a push in the display, like TVs, phones, like the screens. We're getting like a massive push on that front, like this year at CES.
But do you think with the big push in TVs, we'll also push the consoles and stuff?
Yeah, no, definitely. With the iPad Pro just releasing, the one that my mate Finn's got one of those.
Yeah,
I'm
right here, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, that iPad is more powerful than an Xbox One S. And it makes you think for a second, like
it's half the size.
Yeah, it's way less than half the size. It's like 25% of an Xbox One S.
Less, dude.
It's a quarter.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Let's not get into this.
Anyways, it's freaky that that computers are getting so powerful.
Mm.
But anyways, the screen, the push on screens, like I think this 2018 that's just gone past, like generally screens have been like freaking out. Like all of y'all who know when the iPhone 10 came out, that weird notch at the top, and like everyone's trying to push the edge of the screen like as far as they can go. Like screens are trying to, I don't know if they're catching up, but it's just the next phase. It's like how everything got thin for a while.
Yeah. The thing I get with screens is like I will like open up my iPad for the first time and be like, yeah, it's just a screen. But then when I look back at like an older iPad, I then really notice the difference. Because I won't like clock the difference between like screen quality and stuff. Like I won't get the difference between like 1080 and 4K.
Yeah.
But then like when I watch something in 4K and I then watch it in 1080, I'm like,
yeah, I can see it. Anyway, so what was I going to speak about? The rollable TV, ladies and gents, it's finally here. It was previewed a while back.
What's it called?
At the beginning, it's by LG. I can't remember what
it's called. It's a rollable TV.
Okay, so basically what you have is you have your TV remote, and on the remote you press a button and the TV like it rolls up in like a mat.
So what?
Like a carpet.
I thought when you were talking about rollable TV, you remember like in prep school when you were going to watch a video that day and they'd like push in the TV on like the stroller.
No,
right?
like
it could just do that itself.
Like
They invented wheels.
Yeah, you just whack a couple wheels on a TV, it like follows you, like you're in your car, like on the side of the motor where your TV's just like full speed
that
next to you.
Sounds like a shout. Do you mind if I take that idea? Sorry.
Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Whack it in a Tesla or something.
Ladies and gents.
Because then it'll be that auto drive function.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Driverless cars with a TV that can roll outside the car.
I'm going to talk about driverless cars, but not now. Maybe the next episode. You guys will be there. Anyway,
there's some awesome features with the Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into it.
Yeah, but the thing with Teslas is they're super unreliable.
Okay, we'll save this conversation for another day.
But I think with any new technology, there's always
skepticism.
I open up my iPhone and nothing goes wrong, and it's pretty new.
Yeah, but that's not new technology.
That's new technology, dog.
But it's not. It's just an upgrade of technology. It's not trying new waters entirely.
It's like when the iPhone... Like
yeah,
there's
still
first
cars, so technically Tesla is an upgrade of technology. They're also electric
cars
are super reliable.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have an auto-drive feature.
Yeah, they do.
Not all electric cars.
It's like cruise control.
Electric cars have auto-drive.
No, not all of them. Tesla's like...
Autopilot, not auto-drive, sorry.
There'll be cruise control, but there won't be auto-drive.
Yeah, cruise control. What's the difference?
Anyways,
cruise control is actually if you set it to a speed...
Yeah, we'll save this for later.
Save the car stuff, because it's a big topic. But back to TV. It like rolls up. I don't know why we need it, but it's just there. I think it's more the idea that now a screen can bend. That puts people
roll. What's the point of that?
That'd be real helpful, but like
I don't know.
Do you like put it under your arm and bring it to work? You know,
like a newspaper.
Yeah,
newspaper.
People were saying that they LG might release like an e newspaper at some point, because they also have a transparent TV which they just released as well at CES. So imagine like
transparent TV. It's just like a plane of glass.
Have you all watched Iron Man? Have you guys seen Iron Man?
We've all seen some high tech.
Exactly.
Just like
Like a kind of hologram. So imagine.
Oh, that's sick.
Exactly. Imagine
like Star Wars.
There you go. Imagine you pull out of your pocket. It's like a rolled up piece of paper that's like see through, and it's a screen. And you unroll it. You do your news. You swipe. You do all that stuff, and Like, anyways, it's, I feel like it's the idea, like the fact that the technology works. Maybe it's the implementation, it's a bit iffy, like no one really needs a TV that rolls into like a small box.
Yeah, but it looks
but sick. it looks cool. But that also, that's a lot of people, apparently there was like complaints, like that apparently like people don't like TVs like taking up so much space in their house. Like it's a, such a prominent part and they don't necessarily want
to. So you can
just
roll out your TV when you want to watch a movie.
Yeah, but well, not like roll it out. It's pretty heavy as well. So it's like a big rectangle that just sort of sits like on your center console, and then it comes up and down.
Oh, like, so it's not like something you can take on holidays. Because hotel TVs suck.
Finn just takes the entire rollable TV.
Yeah, I just take the TV with me.
That is not a bad shot though, but
like a TV you can take on holiday.
Totally.
I always bring my Netflix PS4 and stuff on it.
Yeah, I bring my PS4 as well.
Hotels, they make you pay for everything. Pay for all your films, like pay, and the channels, like if you notice, whenever you go to like a foreign country, the channels are all in that language.
Yeah. Yeah, not all of them. Some of them.
But there'll be like four channels, if that.
That's why you have to hit up the Natural Geographic channel.
Yeah. So,
an Animal Planet. I used to be obsessed with Animal Planet, to be fair.
Yeah, Animal Planet was great. I'm not gonna lie, it kind of freaked me out at times though.
What's
Animal? Yeah, because there's, you know, it's the one where like the polar bear is like trying to like kill the little penguin. You're like, no.
The ones where it's like about like the monsters, like finding Bigfoot and stuff. Yeah. Those can be like slightly scary. Like I watched a few Finding Bigfoots, and I was like in a cabin in the woods, and I was like, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back to civilization, please.
So what? What's that name? The guy that finds these monsters.
Finds them?
Yeah.
The fish guy.
Dude. River monsters.
River monsters.
Dude,
yeah,
I love that.
That's a great
show.
That's
great. It's because, like, but the way they did it... like, what are you doing?
No, the way they did it was awesome. Like, they'd have, like, that reenactment. That would scare the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. I remember
one time. I'd be, like, in the middle of a fucking, like... desert, and I'd still get terrified. Like, where are the fucking fish? Like,
you just see like sand
dangerous
shots, like
dangerous waters. Yeah.
Anyways, back to TVs. from TVs to sand sharks. Yeah, no. What was I going to speak about now? It was like also as well as this TV being raised that rolls up. There was a phone that actually folds. Like the screen folds.
Nokia brick, like a flip phone.
Yeah, like a flip phone.
Not a Nokia brick, like just like a flip phone. Like a regular phone. Those have already been invented, though.
It looked a bit...
I don't know.
Like a flip phone.
But like it's...
innovation right there.
It's different. It's different. I don't know. I'm sure it will have some greater purpose at some point, but now it's just a phone with a screen that bends.
When I looked at it, I thought it looked a bit ugly.
It does.
It looks real ugly.
But if you think about it, it's first-gen tech, and all first-gen tech tends not to look that great. Mm. But it will get better. And yeah, again, it's the idea that was great. And also, back to screens, resolution. Guys, we're actually getting 8K TVs now. Like, I should explain.
Okay, no, I'm... Okay, yeah, explain what 8K is, and I'll explain why I have a massive problem with this.
Okay, fine. I'll still explain what it is, but I don't know. Like, 8K is great. Anyways, so, so if you guys, like, have your screen on your phone, it's got, like, a certain amount of pixels on it, like 128 pixels per, like, segment, but that doesn't matter. It's 120p. Basically,
just tell them the difference between 480p and 1080p.
Yeah, okay, so you got like your 1080, you got your 720, like these are all screen resolution.
Basically, the number of pixels.
Yeah,
that
the pixels are on your screen,
giving more detail.
And
to 4K the image.
Is basically four 1080p screens, like in arrangement.
I thought it was 4,000 pixels.
It's just you'd like my computer screen is 1080. So you take one of these, you put it on top, you put it on the side, and then you shrink it down.
So it's actually 4 1080. Yeah, exactly.
So you just have more pixels.
Yeah, you basically just have more pixels. So 4K is more pixels of 1080. But now we have 8K, and yeah,
that's like four 4K monitors squished down into one. Okay, so now if you're like making a film. Or you're editing a movie and then you watch on your thing, what's like the likelihood that it will be in 8K?
Well, actually, all like film cameras actually film in 8K.
Yeah, but that it's been edited in 8K.
A lot of people edit in 8K too.
Mm, that's debatable there. That's debatable.
I feel like a lot of people would be arguing on the wrong front here.
And I also feel like a lot of people won't know
won't
the difference.
Spend the money. But,
and won't you, spend the money. You, like, it's
we
useless.
Said this. This is exactly what the technology like space said when they released 4K. We were all like, two films in 4K. It's so big. It's 4 1080s. No one needs that. Like, who
yeah,
will
no
watch
one does
it?
Need 4K.
And who's
yeah,
going to
no
pay?
No one really does. Like, we know what's going on at 1080.
Yeah, but still, like, gradually
I know what's
now.
Going on at 420.
Yeah, but
fine.
Finn, you have a 4K TV, so don't act like you're all against.
Yeah, no,
that.
I know, but still.
Yeah, like
it's nice
gradually
to look at
it's been it. It's been implemented, and just as when you go to buy a TV, like, you just look around, there's the 4K one. Like,
yeah, but sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, that's enough detail. Like, there's some people, there's some things and some people
yeah,
you see on screen that you
do not
see.
But
see.
I just don't
that
get
high
that.
Resolution.
I remember,
like, every pimple.
Yeah.
Just like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I remember seeing Joe Rogan's, one of his comedy things from like 2008. And it was 4K on a 4K TV. And I could see like the different lumps on his forehead. And I just could not focus. But no, I don't get why there are phones that have like 4K.
Well, that the only actually phone that I know that has 4K is a Sony phone. And it's impressive because,
even 1080, there's no real point. Like,
Android has the highest resolution.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, but
that's not good.
But if you think about it,
it's because Android's better than that.
No one actually, yeah, like, because it's 4K, like, the pixels are so small at that point that you almost don't notice. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
Like,
yeah,
on
it's
a
kind
phone,
of pointless.
Yeah,
that's phone, what I'm saying about the TV. When is it going to be too big? When is, like, is it going to be like 12? It would be like 16K.
Yeah, well, 12K. You could say the same thing about like buildings. Like, when are the buildings going to get too tall? Like,
yeah, no, but that's something we can like fathom. That's like something we can actually see. We can see the difference between Big Ben and the Burj Khalifa. We can't see the difference between a 4K movie and a 8K movie. Like,
well, you can. You literally just said you could. Like,
yeah, no, but like, if you look back, you see it. But like, then, but like, now we're getting into like the absurdities, like absurd numbers, and like, for example, IMAX. That, what is that filmed in? Like, what is an IMAX?
It's filmed in 8K.
Is it filmed in 8K?
But this, but
you can watch IMAX things on your screen at home. But surely that, like,
it's then downsized. So what happens is most film cameras nowadays film in 8K and then they crop into a section of 4K. This means that they're allowed to do like camera movements in post. So like, for example, if you get like a pan like across a shot, what may be happening is they're actually just moving the camera. But what they could have done is shot a static film in 8K.
What's a static film?
Like
so it's like just
like
a static
the camera's
shot,
not moving.
Move.
Static shot. So the camera's not moving. It's like stood still. And then you punch into 4K, drag the frame to like a corner and just move it a little bit, like across. Mm. And then it looks like the camera's moving when it actually wasn't.
Yeah,
it's just
so
like a tool.
I just feel like the only use it comes into is editing. And like, I do a bit of editing
but
my films, like the short films I made
just,
at like
it's
film
just the
camp.
Amount of money.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, but
to
yeah,
get
exactly.
into it.
The equipment is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
It's like, it kind of becomes a bit useless. Like, you could just do the exact same thing with a 4K camera.
Yeah, it's true, but I feel that like,
because it does help a lot having an unlimited
like,
budget for these kind of things.
Like the flexibility does, like it means you have more creative options. You don't need them, but like some people like to have them, and I guess they could be useful, but it's unnecessary.
Yeah, but it's gonna get clunky.
I know,
clunkier.
But I remember seeing
not necessarily. They actually, like, because it's new now, it's pretty clunky. Like Big Red cameras are really clunky, but like, for instance, your phone films in 4K. Like,
which phone?
Everything from iPhone 6S up films in 4K.
Yeah. Useless.
Why
not take the stuff out of the camera and put it into battery
life? What's
battery technology is
terrible.
It's at a stage where we're the weakest point of technology right now. If we could improve like our sources of energy and like battery, we would be so far ahead. Like, your phones would
need
be
like,
crazy.
Yeah, that's like the basis
for a lot of sci-fi
films. It's like they
like,
find like an unlimited
source
of energy that
like
can be like contained
storage.
In small spaces.
It's like the Iron Man suit. Like, we could build, like, you know, like Iron Man, he's got that little like light thing in his chest. That thing, if that existed in our world right now, we would be able to make that suit. Like, it's not like we don't have the rest of it. It's just something to power that.
Power
like,
something like
it,
that.
You'd literally require, like, the generators that run, like, a school or, like, a whole power plant just for that. And like, imagine compressing all of that into just like a little thing that's in his chest.
They actually, like, jetpack kind of technology's come a long way though. It's just the battery life is the only thing like keeping it
back
redundant.
But you can argue with the phones and stuff is a lot of people who have the higher up technology anyway have got plugs all around. Like, there's only very occasionally, like, you might take a flight or something where you'll need your phone might run out of power. But most of the time, there'll be a socket nearby. Mm. Even on trains, some trains and buses, there'll be sockets.
Yeah, but if I'm going to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind Apple making the phones a bit thicker in order to make more space. Like, I don't really care that my phone's, like, super thin. But I would rather it be a little bit thicker.
They've started doing that.
And, yeah.
It's,
and
like, I was really proud when they released the iPhone XS and they said it was thicker so that they could have a bigger battery.
Yeah, because you also get those, like, cases. Isn't there, like, two batteries? You get the battery cases.
Yeah, actually, that's a funny thing. Not a lot of people know this. In the iPhone 6S, 8, all the regular ones, they have, like, a one-cell battery in there. But for the iPhone X, what they did is they put a logic board, which is like all the computer bits, basically. Like the little, like, if you guys have ever broken like something and you see like that green thing that's got all the wires on it, they basically stacked two of those on top of each other to save space. And now they have like this gap. So what they did is then they put another battery there, and now what you have is an L-shaped battery, and then they connect the two batteries together, and there's technically two batteries in the iPhone X.
But it acts as one.
But it acts as one.
Oh, that's fair enough, actually.
Yeah. And then obviously that stacked logic board mean that the phone was slightly thicker. So from iPhone 8 to iPhone 10, the phone got thicker. And I was proud. I mean, I wouldn't...
I don't know why you'd ever buy an iPhone 8. Sorry for all you people with iPhone 8s, but I guess... No, actually, I do know the answer to one. My stepdad has an issue with the iPhone 10 because it has that whole Face ID thing. And he believes, like, once his face is in a database somewhere, like, one of his biggest fears is, like, a drone will come and kill him. But, like, once his face is in the database, like, a drone could fly from anywhere, and, like, read his face, and then kill him.
It's like Watch Dogs with CTOS and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like all old people like that. But that might just be... Because my dad has the same fear as well. Like, he didn't want... Well, the first reason why he doesn't want to get an iPhone or something like that was because he doesn't like big phones, which is really annoying because he's just stuck with a BlackBerry.
Yeah, but they're hard to fit in your pocket.
Yeah, but still. Anyways, he has big hands, so he could do it. And also, yeah, the Face ID, like... And he recently bought an Android phone because it was smaller, of course. And I was, like, cringing. But anyways, I helped him out.
I remember those iPod Nanos, the classics. I love those things.
Yeah, they were sauce. But, like, he was setting up his phone, and I was helping him setting up. And you know when it's, like, turn on location service? He's like, I can't have this on. What if they track me and find me? And then, like, so now when he's using his phone, like, it'll be like, this feature is locked because your location is turned off or something. Or, like, your microphone is off or your camera access is not allowed. Like, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Old people don't trust technology.
And with, like, the drone thing as well, like...
But that's also government bases. There's lots of,
like... My dad always, like, gets suspicious. Sorry. My dad always, like... asked me, like, are you nervous about using Facebook and stuff? And I mean, if I was, like, doing, like, important things through Facebook, I would. But, like, if Facebook stole my information, they'd just have a bunch of useless shit. Yeah. Like, I don't even, like, give Facebook my, like, real age. Like, nothing on my Facebook is real.
It's, like it's valuable,
all
yeah.
retarded stuff. Like, it's stupid. I probably can't say that word.
It's fine.
No, I think retarded is a swear word nowadays. Like, it's, like...
It's serious. Just not PC.
It's just not PC.
It's just...
A lot of that let's can but we save that for a future episode, because I have a lot of opinions on this new PC world that's coming in. Not that I hate it. I had
a big,
like,
argument that I really hated that word was taken away. Not, I understand that it's meant to be an aggressive term, but the word retarded comes from a Latin word which actually just means slow, and the same way the F word means sex.
No, it stands for something. So, yeah. No, it stands for, it's like Finn's mom fornication told us this. under consensual knowledge or something like that. That's what it stands
for. It's like, it's actually an abbreviation.
It's for people who are cheating. Yeah, it's fornication under consensual knowledge, because it's like, if you cheated on somebody, they would, like, put you in the square and people would call you a fuck, because, it's fornication under consensual knowledge. So they would consent to somebody.
That's badass. Yeah, I know. How did you learn? Your mom know yeah, that?
I don't know. We were literally just, we came back, was it from Outside Lands or something?
Yeah.
We were like sitting in the kitchen and then, was it Finn? You probably said it. And then your mom, like, she was like,
don't
you can use
it. Unless you
yeah, unless you know what it means. What and then she gives us the whole history and I'm like,
I can now use
opened.
It.
Yeah. But anyways, I was going to go back to that drone thing because that is one thing that is very annoying. The media giving drones bad name. Because
yeah, I was just out the other day and I took some amazing shots of Gatwick Airport.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was closed down because there were no planes coming
yeah,
no, off.
Like, yeah, it was weird. We were there together and we were sort of filming. We're trying to get some shots of the planes and it's a real shame.
It, like it shut down. Yeah,
like none of the planes were up. Like we stayed there, like the battery died. We had to bring the drone down and put it back up and still no planes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. We even went back recently. Was it two days ago? Something like that?
2 days ago.
And still no planes.
So we couldn't quite get the shots we
wanted
to.
It's
unfortunate, but still.
It's a real big shame. But yeah, that whole Gatwick thing. Like, and you know, apparently the guy who actually did that, he used a homemade drone, like Alessandro. So he knows what he's doing. Like, he knows about the rules.
But he'll know about the rules then.
He's just, like, he's one of, you know, in Batman.
He's
like,
just a savage.
He's the guy that Alfred talks about. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Like, literally. He's that man. And it's really annoying for us people who, like, use it to film and stuff because, like, nowadays, like, back in the days, like, drones used to be chill. Like you'd be able to fly it wherever you wanted and get the shots you wanted. And you'd be safe about it. Like, you wouldn't think about putting things in harm's way, like, putting people or things in harm's way. But now, with everyone, so much emphasis on drone and so much news, like, we get good and bad news. But
yeah, but
especially recently, we've got a lot of bad stuff about drones. So
drones do get bad things. They get called out.
Yeah.
It's just more invasion of privacy.
They're quite
harmless. That's the thing.
Yeah, but exactly. It is the invasion of privacy. Like, drones will come near houses and people. Yeah.
And it's one thing when Facebook takes your information, your personal information online.
Yeah.
But it's another when there's a physical thing outside that you can
but
see.
Like, if you think about it, like,
scares people.
To be fair, I reckon, some people are bad and they do these things. But all you're trying to do is, let's say, fly your drone in the city, like, in between buildings, because it looks cool. Like, it just looks
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no, but then,
but, like,
there, will,
I'm
be,
not allowed
but
to
then there will be people who won't fly around those buildings. They'll just fly straight into them, and, like, that's not a risk
anyone's willing to take. And it's just like, and I'm really for this whole drone training thing.
But it's like anything. Is you have to society has to always go under the 1%.
Yeah.
Is like the same with drugs. Like, if you were to take them slightly or bits at a time, most drugs would be absolutely fine, other but the medical problems you'd get after, the side effects afterwards. But with drones, it would follow that same pattern, is that things will start being banned from it because someone's gone and flown it into someone's house. And
exactly. And it's just, like, I just feel like when you buy a drone, like, yeah, this test, these
yeah,
tests should take place.
You need to be responsible.
You need to be responsible.
Like a driver's license.
Yeah,
like, you can't just buy a car
and
say, oh, I was planning on not, I'm never going to drive it while I'm drunk. I'm planning on driving safety. Like, I kind of know how to drive it. You've got to be, like, trained. Like, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be the same with drones.
Yeah, like, and now.
And then you get free reign.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you can trust
so
a person with
a car,
you should trust a person
with
a drone.
Precisely.
Yeah, but there's also some people that you just know are idiots. They just ban them.
Yeah, to be
out.
Fair.
Like, do you remember that guy that broke into the White House when Obama was there?
Yeah.
So this guy, 2 months before he broke in, there was a spot check done on his car. He had something like 2 machine guns, a pistol and a machete, and a map with an X on the on the White House.
Yeah.
And the people who checked him out, the police stuff, like,
suspicious.
That seems fine.
Yeah.
They just let him on through. And then the day he actually decided to do it, he has something like 450 rounds of ammunition in his car.
That's
takes
a OGT.
Knife. He takes a knife.
No, he doesn't take a gun.
He
didn't take a gun, did he?
What?
No. I actually read about this. He didn't take a gun. And as soon as he
maybe
gets
he
into
wanted
the...
to get personal. Maybe
no,
wanted...
dude, you know how much fucking security there is in the White House? You look at this house and it's like a normal ass looking house. Like, it's a bit bigger than usual.
But then how
but it's kind
get...
of a normal house. But how the
fuck? Yeah, exactly.
Is it like a random dude with a fucking knife? Like, most of the shit they've got in the White House is like... like, nobody knows about it. It's so secretive. Like, most of the security is so secretive just for the fact that people can't, like, monitor it. Like, however, this dude rocks up in his fucking car with a knife, runs into the fucking White House. Like, that has to be a security flaw that someone saw. Like, oh, someone can run into the White House. Like, they invest so much money in security everywhere else, and then there's just one fucking...
That's what I think is so funny. It's like, if you ask anyone before that moment, like, what do you think is security in the White House? Is like, yo, they've got guns, they've got snipers,
they've got posts everywhere. Like, there's no way you'll get any, like, anywhere.
It's like the fat security guard in Jurassic
they've
Park.
Got lasers,
like, there's always like, that fat security guard that just fucks up his job.
This is the thing. It wasn't even a fat guy. It was like this woman who's about 5'8", and like, don't get me wrong, you're protecting the president, and you need. I know it sounds sexist, but you need a man who's like 6'5".
Yeah.
A man. I mean, dude, let's not like.
But no, no, don't get me wrong. There are Ronda Rouseys out there and stuff. But like,
yeah, you need under some, like, that mass, paycheck.
You need like to be big and threatening. You just need to look threatening.
Okay, okay. Like, this is exactly what happened. The guy ran. He got to the front door, which was unlocked. Obviously.
Yeah,
he just opens the door.
Why would I lock the door here? Security's so tight.
The woman's there. He just backhands her. She's knocked out. That was it. That's all he had to do. He ran in there for about 5 minutes.
What was his ethnicity, dog?
He was, no.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm not saying it in like breaking in terms. I'm saying it in backhand terms.
Okay, in backhand terms.
Definitely like some racist.
The knockout.
God's been racist with the slap power. Ethnicities like, yeah, I'll get slapped by a white person. Fair play. Slapped by a black dude. I'm out.
But I think that's also because there is a much higher development in, what's these muscles called?
Traps.
No, your lat. I think it's lats. Lats.
He's talking about
black
his
people. That's why. That's why Deontay. You know Deontay Wilder, right? The guy who fought Tyson Fury not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's a phenomenal amount of strength for his punches. That he shouldn't have that much strength, and that's apparently
because
something to do with him having. You know how you hear about people that have like 80% of this type of muscle.
Yeah.
And then some of this type of muscle. I think he just has so much explosive power. From the group he is.
Yeah, for sure.
But he slapped this guy, slapped this girl. She drops to the floor. He was in that White House for about 5 minutes, running around for about 5 minutes, and then after running around, he was running around for 5 minutes, and then it was an off-duty officer that had to take him out.
Didn't some Irish bloke break into like the what's that palace called where the Queen lives on Buckingham Palace?
Buckingham.
Break in there into the Queen's bedroom or something like that.
No. I saw there's someone who tried to climb it.
Yeah, no, that's what happened. Some like drunk Irish dude just climbed into the Queen's bedroom.
I don't understand.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
like surely that guy after he got taken in and got put into jail. Surely he was thinking, like, where is my tax dollars going? After he was trying to get in there.
I'll tell you where American tax dollars are going. Air Force One, Trump's new plane.
They're going nowhere.
Air Force One, Air Force Two.
They know it's called Space Force.
And it's also going nowhere because the government's shut down, locked down.
For, like, the fifth time.
The fifth time, but it's, like, it's the longest time in U.S. history that the government's actually been, like, shut down. And it's, like, so many people are missing out on paychecks and stuff because of this. Like, so many people are, like, losing jobs. It's Trump, respect. Like, you're a clever dude to
we
get to where you are.
We should have an episode for U.S.
Yeah,
policy.
But no, he's an economist.
Still, yeah, he's an economist. He's not a politician.
The president that you need with the emotional qualities that you need. Yeah. An economist will always back their answers. They'll stay firm. And then when they make mistakes, they just go on deal with it. While politicians tends to say sorry, understand, apologize. He's not really a people person, is he?
Because he's come from such like a privileged background, he doesn't really like
he
doesn't understand people on like an emotional level and people who are under threat. Like he won't. That's why he's so like strong about like building that wall around Mexico and getting immigrants out because he's never been in the shoes where he's been like afraid.
The worst thing is when I heard this when he was like when there was like that another mass shooting in a school, and he was like, you know, if I'd been there, I would have gone in.
I would have done it myself.
And taken him out. And you're like,
rugby
no,
tackle.
You got that one. You would have been the kid hidden under a table, just covering his
you'd
face.
You'd be using somebody
eyes.
As a body shield, a human shield, you know.
Okay, well, I think we're gonna have to go soon.
Yeah, I didn't really think this through when we started, so I didn't bring a charger for my laptop because this is all being recorded into my laptop right now, and my laptop's on 2%. So
to be fair, we're going over time anyway.
Yeah, well, exactly. So we might it wouldn't be as long as we've recorded because we make mistakes. Yeah, in the next episode we'll talk about
we will definitely have an
stuff.
Intro.
Well, no, okay. And that's pressure.
I'll do it if
that's
you
pressure.
Don't do it.
That's fine. Anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah, thank you guys. First
signing
episode.
Off. Next week or in 2 weeks we will have someone great on the show.
Okay.